You're listening to SBS News.
19-year-old student Jared Rowley knows what it's like to live week to week. Until recently, his only income came from Newstart payments, which helped cover rent, but little else.
I had to eat like $5 McDonald's meals for about a week because I just couldn't afford anything else. So where I live, McDonald's is about 200 metres away. I just went there every night because I couldn't afford to go to Woolworths or Coles and buy food. So the cheapest option was that.
He's among more than 700,000 Australians currently on Newstart, a welfare payment that hasn't increased in more than two decades. Single people can receive up to $39 a day. For couples, it's just over $70. The Greens are pushing for that to go up to $50 and $92 respectively. Greens Senator Rachel Seward says the current amount just isn't fair.
We pride ourselves in Australia about giving people a fair go, but how can people get a fair go when they're living in poverty and are being excluded from our community?
Australian Council of Social Services Chief Executive Dr. Cassandra Goldie agrees.
This is the change that we must make. Because anyone who says that money doesn't matter has never known what it's like not to have enough. After almost 25 years, we need to raise the rate. It is time.
A Deloitte Access Economics report suggests that a $75 a week increase would have other benefits too, such as boosting the economy. And that has helped spark a groundswell of support from both welfare and business groups across Australia. Australian Council of Trade Unions President Michelle O'Neill spoke at Parliament House today.
We are putting unemployed workers into a life of poverty. It is a shameful amount of money that we're asking people to live on. Nobody in this parliament would ever be able to live on that amount of money.
The Greens are pushing for increased payments, but so far the government and the opposition have shown reluctance to do it. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says the country can't afford it.
It is a very expensive undertaking, and there is not the room in the budget at this point to do that.
And his opposition rivals only promised that Labor will review the payments if it wins government. For people like Judy Little, who are living the reality right now, anything extra would mean a world of difference.
I'm only surviving on less than $300 a week, and it's frightening.
A familiar feeling for many other Australians too. Amanda Kopp, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.